May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I have been instructed by the good Father Carlton to read to you today a sermon which he wrote about Trinity 12th Sunday after Trinity. In Mark's Gospel today, Jesus is the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. The first reading of Isaiah says, "Here is your God, he comes to save you. Then will the ears of the deaf be cleared." But you might say, "Wait a minute, what does that have to do with me? My hearing is perfect." Or you may say, "I may have some problems hearing, but I'm not deaf." But I believe that our gospel today speaks to much more than physical deafness. We do not hear one another in so many ways. We often hear that anguished question, "Why can't you hear me?" And we go through life deaf to so much around us. Are we deaf even to those closest to us? One reason for our deafness is our prejudice. But again, you might say, "Wait a minute, you are not talking about me. I am not a prejudiced person." None of us want to think we are, but we need to look at the possibility. Prejudice comes from the Latin word which means to prejudge. To prejudge means that we have made our minds up about someone or some group of people. When we have our minds made up, we are prejudiced towards that person or group. We may be prejudiced in favor of or against them, but either way, we are prejudiced. Here are a few examples. Do we have our minds made up about young people? You know, kids today have no sense of responsibility and they have no values. We can't trust them or depend on them. I wasn't that way when I was growing up. What's happening to this younger generation? It works the other way too. Do we have our minds made up about older generation? You know, my parents are too old to understand me. They are hopelessly stuck in their ways. There is no sense talking to them. They can't hear me. Our deafness from prejudice can apply to any group we have our minds made up about. Poor people on welfare are simply lazy. They are just looking for a free ride. If they had any character, they would get to work and take care of themselves. When I'm in line at the supermarket and the person ahead of me uses food stamps, do I think, why should they get free food when I pay for mine? If they worked as hard as I do, they would pay for their own way. We may be prejudiced about political groups like Republicans, Democrats, liberals, or conservatives. My God, we have our minds made up. We can hardly speak to one another. We are living in a seriously divided country. Our deafness can be most devastating to those closest to us. Often in counseling couples, I ask if they are hearing what each other is saying. When I ask one to repeat what the other just said, there are surprising results. I found that they have heard the opposite of what was said. They hear what they wanted to hear and what they expected to hear. How often our prejudgment, mindset, and expectations cause that anguish cry, "Why can't you hear me?" Jesus came to heal us of our deafness to one another. Jesus wants to put his fingers into our ears and pray, "Be opened." If we still think that today's gospel does not apply to us, I ask you to do one brave thing today. Ask your spouse or child or parent or special friend to give you an honest answer to one question. Do I really hear you? When we get our answer, then maybe we will beg Jesus to lay his hands on us. Amen.